Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a classic that's going to turn your salad game on its head, a unique French dressing recipe that's easy, versatile, and utterly delicious. Let's start with what you'll need. This recipe calls for basic ingredients that pack a punch in flavor. You'll need vegetable oil, white vinegar, water, Dijon mustard, granulated sugar, salt, black pepper, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and some fresh parsley. These ingredients blend to create a tangy, creamy base with just the right kick of spices and sweetness. Now, making this dressing is a breeze. You'll need a blender or a food processor, measuring cups and spoons, and an airtight container for storage. That's it. No fancy equipment required. Here's how you make it. Start by combining 1 cup of vegetable oil, 1/2 cup of white vinegar, 1/4 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and your seasonings. That's 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon each of paprika, garlic powder, and onion powder. Blend everything on high speed for about 10 seconds until smooth. After blending, give it a taste and adjust the seasoning if needed. Maybe a bit more vinegar for tanginess or sugar for sweetness. Once you're happy with the flavor, transfer the dressing to an airtight container and refrigerate it for at least 30 minutes. This chilling time helps the flavors really come together. Just before serving, stir in 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley. This adds a fresh, vibrant touch to your dressing. Always give it a good shake or stir before using to make sure everything is well mixed. And there you have it, a homemade French dressing that's perfect on salads, as a marinade, or even as a dip. It's a simple recipe, but the result is far from ordinary. The fresh parsley isn't just for show. It adds a burst of freshness that dried herbs just can't match. Remember, the key to a great dressing lies in the freshness of your ingredients and how well you blend them. Use high-quality oil and vinegar for the best taste, and make sure to blend until the dressing is smooth and emulsified. Now let's talk storage. You can keep this dressing in the fridge in an airtight container for up to 5 days. If you want to keep it longer, it freezes well. Just leave a little space at the top of the container for expansion and thaw it in the fridge when you're ready to use it. So why not give this French dressing a try? It's sure to add a delightful twist to your meals and impress anyone with its bold flavors and homemade freshness. Thanks for tuning in and happy cooking. Join me next time on Simple Recipe Box for more fun recipes and cooking tips.